from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There's growing pressure for a commission of inquiry into Antigua's medical benefits scheme. The Trinidadian opposition boycotts the country's parliament, and why some islanders are being encouraged to vote in the British elections. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The new board of Antigua's state-run medical benefits scheme is to meet to examine the audit report on the controversial scheme. Board Chairman Hugh Marshall today declined to make any comment on the matter before his board discusses the report and its implications. Prime Minister Lester Bird has already fired two ministers whom he said showed poor judgment in relation to the scheme. Another minister, Bernard Walker, is said to be rejecting the Prime Minister's order for him to return a per diem of more than $1,200 US he received from the medical benefits scheme. Opposition leader Baldwin Spencer is part of a broad-based coalition trying to get the Governor-General to set up a commission of inquiry. I asked Mr. Spencer how significant was Mr. Walker's refusal to comply with the wishes of the Prime Minister.
I would have thought that he would have also dispensed with the services of the Junior Minister of Information and Broadcasting. He has asked him to repay the money. I would hope that the situation is such that the whole medical benefit issue will be subjected to serious